It was the coldest winter in memory. For the first time since 1962, the Lake of Zurich threatened a solid freeze. In any other year, the continuing bout of record low temperatures and unending snowfall would be reason for spirited discussion. Many a newspaper column would be devoted to a thorough tallying of the economic gains and losses to the country. But not this year. On this first Monday in January, no mention of the severe weather could be found anywhere on the front pages. The country was struggling with something far rarer than a harsh winter, a crisis of conscience. Signs of turmoil were not difficult to find, and Nicholas Newman, stepping off the number 13 tram at the Paradeplatz, immediately spotted the most prominent of them. 50 yards ahead, along the east side of the Bahnhofstrasse, a band of men and women were gathered in front of a drab four-story building that was home to the United Swiss Bank, his destination. Most held signs, which Nick, as he preferred to be called, could read even at this distance. Clean up the Swiss laundry. Drug money is blood money. Hitler's bankers. The past year had witnessed a parade of embarrassing revelations about the country's banks. Complicity in the wartime arms trade with the Third Reich, hoarding of funds belonging to survivors of Hitler's death camps, and the concealment of illicit profits deposited by the South American drug cartels. The public had taken note, and now those accountable must be made to pay. Worse storms had raged and passed, mused Nick, as he set off toward the bank. He didn't share in the country's self-inculpatory mood. His concern was focused elsewhere that morning, on a private matter that had haunted the darkest corners of his heart for as long as he could remember. Nick moved easily through the crowd. He had broad shoulders and stood just over 6 feet tall. His step was confident and purposeful, and except for a faint limp, commanding. His face was cast from a serious mold, framed by a crop of straight black hair. His nose was prominent and spoke of a distinct, if unlanded, European heritage. His chin was sturdy rather than stubborn, but it was his eyes that caught people's attention. They were a pale blue, and surrounded by a network of fine lines unexpected in someone his age, they offered a furtive challenge. His fiancée said once that they were the eyes of another man, someone older, someone wearier than a 28-year-old had any right to be, someone she no longer knew. She'd left him the next day. Nick covered the short distance to the bank in less than 5 minutes. Threading his way through a crowd of demonstrators, he kept his eyes fixed on the twin revolving doors that sat before him at the top of a broad flight of granite stairs, the United Swiss Bank. 40 years ago, his father had begun his employ here. Alexander Newman had been on the fast track to the top. Executive vice president, board of directors, anything was possible, and everything expected. Nick checked his wristwatch, then climbed the stairs and entered the lobby of the bank.